One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after their Uncle Ray passed away, the family soon realized that sometimes goodbyes aren't really goodbye.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it, we would like that very much. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or just write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, that's a decision for you to make. There's no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You could sign up today through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is with me today.
I am with you today. How are things going?
Not too bad. It's really hot here.
Well, and I am in, like, it's cool here. I think it's only about 60 degrees here today. But I am planning on going to Las Vegas. And that will be nice and warm, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
I think I will finally pull out some shorts and take them with me.
So you're going to go see Peter Frampton.
I am. Talk about a ghost from my past.
Yeah. Is that like, he's not doing Frampton Comes Alive. It's just all of his
big hits,
right? I
don't know what all he's going to do. I really don't know. I'm guessing he'll do some of it.
Well, he has to.
Some things from it. But I did a while back go see him when he did the Frampton Comes Alive tour, and he just played it start to finish, you know, the whole thing. And I loved, you know, that album. It was one of my favorite albums. So I go to see him, and he's playing it. And, like, we're in the middle of him playing this album. And all of a sudden, the next song he starts isn't the next song on the album. And I stop, you know, because it's like, why is he playing this song? It doesn't come up for another, you know, it's on the other side of the album.
You got to flip the album over.
Yeah, you got to flip the album. Like, why is he doing this? And then he stopped and he started laughing and he said, I love to do that because I always know who's really into that album. I look around at everybody's face to see
the
confused ones.
The ones like you, like, what the fuck are you doing, Peter?
Why are you playing this song? It's not for another side of the album. But anyway,
you're going to Las Vegas like this weekend.
I am. I'm going this weekend. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's going to be so fun.
I know. I'm super excited.
And then soon you get to go see O Mary in New York City.
Yes, I'm going to go to see that, the play O Mary.
Oh my God. I wish I could see that.
That's for my birthday. I'm going to go do that.
Oh, that's going to be so much fun. I'm very jealous about that.
Well, I'll let you know.
It's going to be great. And I see my favorite drag queen, Jinx Monsoon, is going to be taking over the lead role at some part.
I think I read that somewhere, too.
And I love Jinx Monsoon.
I hope it's after me. And no, don't, no, you know, shade to Jinx there, but I really do want to see the person who started it.
So let's talk about this ghost story about Uncle Ray.
Okay.
You know, I do think this is probably one a lot of people can relate to, that loved one passes away and then you kind of, is he really gone, sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
So it says, I was 15 when this happened, and it's still the clearest memory I have of that year. My Uncle Ray had died a little over a week earlier, heart attack out of nowhere. The whole family was rattled, but my dad took it the hardest because Ray was his only brother. We just gotten back from the funeral 2 days before this story starts. I shared a hallway with my little sister, Emily. At night, I never shut my door all the way. I liked knowing I could hear if anyone walked past. It was early June, school was out, and Dad had let me stay up late playing video games in my room. I finally crashed around midnight, tossed a pillow over my head, and I was knocked out cold. Sometime after 2 a.m, I woke up. Not one of those slow blinking wake-ups, but the instant kind, like somebody clapped next to my ear. I was lying on my side facing the wall, and right away I felt this pressure, the sense you get when someone's behind you, staring at you. My first thought was that Emily was having another nightmare and had crept into my room. I rolled onto my back and looked at the doorway. The hall light was off, but Dad kept a nightlight in the outlet by the linen closet. That tiny bulb threw just enough glow to catch the edges of something. In the narrow gap between my door and the jamb, I could see a shape. Broad shoulders, head tilted slightly like it was trying to peek in without stepping over the threshold. I didn't see a face. What I saw were two pinpoint reflections about eye height right where that nightlight beam hit. The reflections reminded me of light bouncing off glasses. Ray was the only relative who wore those old school metal frames. He was always pushing them up his nose while he talked. I wasn't scared, which surprises me even now. I just knew it was him. So I whispered, "Hey, Uncle Ray," and I gave a little wave. The shape didn't move, but the air in the room felt lighter, like whatever weight had jerked me awake had let go. A couple seconds later, my eyelids got heavy again, and next thing I knew, my alarm was going off at 8. At breakfast, it was just me and Dad. My mom had an early shift at the clinic, and Emily was still half asleep. Dad looked rough, like he hadn't shut his eyes all night. His coffee mug was half empty, and he was just staring into it. Before I could mention anything, he said, "I had the weirdest dream." He didn't usually talk about dreams, and he said, "I was sitting on the back porch. Ray was next to me. He wasn't young or anything, looked exactly like he did. He was wearing a denim shirt and those dumb glasses. He didn't say hello, just leaned over and nudged my arm like he always did when he wanted my attention. Then he told me something, but here's the strange part. I couldn't hear the words. It was like his mouth was moving underwater. Still, I got the feeling he was telling me not to worry." Dad paused and said, "I woke up actually reaching across the bed like I was trying to tap him back. I set my spoon down and told him what happened to me. I expected him to brush it off as a dream or an overactive imagination, but he went pale. He asked me the exact time I'd woken up, and I didn't know the minute, but I said it was somewhere around 2. He checked his phone. His dream had hit him. At 2:06 a.m., he knew because he'd woken up and looked at the clock right after. Neither of us said much for a minute. Then Dad nodded, more to himself than me. Figures. Ray always hated leaving a visit without saying goodbye properly. That could have been the end, but something else happened a couple of days later that locked it in for us. Dad keeps Ray's old fishing rod in the garage, hadn't touched it in years because the eyes are rusty. That must be the little round parts on the rod. I don't know what eyes are on a fishing rod. I mean, as you can tell, I don't fish. Saturday morning, Dad went out to grab a toolbox, and the rod was leaning against the inside of the door frame in plain sight. He swore he left it in the rafters. That alone might have just been a coincidence, except I smelled pipe smoke right then, Uncle Ray's brand, that sweet cherry tobacco scent no one around here smokes. Dad looked at me, I looked at him, and that was a moment we both accepted we'd had a visitor. Over the years, nothing dramatic followed, no lights flickering, no cold spots, no shadow figures. Just every once in a while, you'll catch the faintest whiff of pipe smoke in the hallway, usually on the anniversary of his passing. Mom says it's the old wood in the house releasing odors when the humidity changes. Dad and I just smile and let her keep that explanation. People ask whether the experience changed me, and I'd say it did, but not in a spooky way. I'm less afraid of death, for one thing. If Ray could drop by to check on his kid brother and teenage nephew a week after he left the planet, maybe nothing really ever ends. Maybe the people you love just find new ways to visit. I really like that. I also stopped worrying about sleeping with the door open. That night proved I didn't need a solid barrier between me and the dark. If the dark wants to send family, I'll take it. For what it's worth, Emily never saw or heard anything. She was mad about that for a while. She and Ray were Lego buddies at Christmas. Dad suggested maybe she was too young to remember clearly, or maybe Ray didn't want to scare her, and she eventually let it go. Every June, we drive out to Ray's grave at the Veterans Cemetery. Dad trims the grass. Mom leaves a single sunflower. And I stand there quietly, hoping to smell cherry tobacco in the breeze. Sometimes I think I do. Sometimes I don't. Either way, I figure he knows we're there. So that's the whole story. One night, one hallway, two separate encounters, and a fishing rod in the wrong spot. I'm not trying to convince anyone. I just know what I saw and what Dad dreamed, and that's enough for me. If you've lost someone and strange little coincidences start stacking up, pay attention. It might be their way of poking their head in the same way my uncle did. That's from Dawn. That's a very good point at the end there.
Uh-huh.
You know? Like, you don't have to convince anyone of what happened.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. And I, you know, I wish there would be some way, maybe we can't do it unless we have years and years of therapy, but to let everyone else's judgments roll off of us better. Like, who cares?
If right, because you know what happened to you.
Right? And it's like, there are things that have happened to me that's what I believe. And if you don't, fine. I don't care. I just know what happened, you know.
And I think all of us, everyone listening to this right now, has had the same experience with some kind of paranormal encounter they might have had that they don't tell certain people because those people will look at them like they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why be afraid of it? Why be ashamed of it? It happened. Well, believe me or don't. I don't give no shits.
What's wrong with a little respect? Like, as far as why do other people think that they can just trounce on your ideas about what happened to you?
Because it's kind of the way the world is these days.
You know, it's like, that's what happened. Okay, that happened to you. You live that. You know, that's, I wasn't there, right? And nobody else was, they weren't there, but they seem to think that they can tell you what happened to you. And right. They cannot. You know in your heart, and you said, it was Dawn, right?
Uh-huh.
And Dawn knows what happened. And he said that.
I think it's very validating that happened to them. And then the next morning at breakfast to find out that Dad had something that was, had really stuck with him at night too.
Mm-hmm. And now I took it, and tell me if I'm wrong, but that the apparition that he saw, the shadow or the figure that he saw, was in the doorway.
Kind of sounded like he said door jam at one point.
Yeah. And like couldn't get through the threshold, kind of just stood there. And you know, we talk about that, those threshold, the doorway itself seems to have there's something there, right? That it seems to be some sort of strange portal or something. And so I think that was a way that Uncle Ray could, you know, be standing there, but couldn't come on in for some reason.
And, you know, Ray might not have wanted to scare him.
Yeah.
You know, it might have been, you know, kind of standing back because you don't want to go in on your teenage nephew and scare the crap out of him after you've passed away.
Now, I have had, I have and continue to have several smoking, the smell of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Incidences where, you know, I'm just driving down the road or something and all of a sudden I smell it, or I'm, you know, it really hit me when the Cubs won the World Series. I was in the room by myself watching the game, and right after they won, it smelled like Benson and Hedges cigarettes.
Dad, yeah.
You know, and I was like, okay.
Now, the other day it happened to me, but I was walking Benji, and this lady came by in her white minivan, and she had her window down, and she's like, your dog is so cute. And I'm like, thank you. And her minivan, like, oh, my God. Like, I'm like, my God, you have been smoking in that minivan for 20 years nonstop. I thought it was really sweet that she liked my dog. That was really sweet. But I was like, holy shit, I'm 10 feet away and I can smell that. So, yeah, I do not think that was paranormal. Or maybe there was no minivan. Maybe that, maybe the whole thing counter was paranormal. I don't know. Yeah, it was kind of strange, though. But, yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing to happen and just... You know,
and I think it was Uncle Ray. I don't know. You know, I do. I think it was as well. So,
and the fishing pole thing. Come on, like Uncle Ray's fishing pole was not like they never left it where it was. Yeah.
Why would it be?
Exactly.
You know,
it was a little sign because anything could be in the wrong place, but Uncle Ray's fishing pole in the wrong place.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Uncle Ray.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's go on to this story.
So my whole family, like my three half-brothers and my mom, we've all had multiple things happen. I mean, just all across our lives. If you believe in the orb phenomenon, there's like some stuff of that. I have some photos. I don't know where at, or I would like scan them and send them to you. But there's like orb photos everywhere, and I don't know if you believe in that. But anyways, off topic, I do have a bunch of stories. If necessary, I'll just call back if this has an auto hang up thing. But one night I was sitting at home and it was like, it was late, 3 a.m. And this is, a lot of this stuff happens around 3 a.m. with me anyways, not other members of the family. But I was sitting there and it was dark. I always, you know, played games in the dark and I had TV glow. Well, the way my room was situated, the kitchen was right next to it, and there was a heavy door, and you could see under it. So, because of the kitchen light that we would leave on, it would push anybody's shadow under the door, so you could tell someone was there. Well, late night, I was just about to probably head off to bed, and it was late, and it was summertime, so I didn't have any school or anything during that time period. And I just, everything feels still, like everything, something feels off. And then I see shadows under the door frame, like foot shadows that I can, first off, I can already tell they're off because they're so skinny. They're very small. They're childlike. Well, then I saw running, or I heard running, like barefoot steps, and no one in the house besides me runs around barefoot because, you know, my mom's an older woman and she gets cold easily and she keeps her feet warm. Well, and then I heard a little girl giggling and I saw the shadow running around my door. Then it stopped. You know, and that's a little thing, but a lot of crap happened in that old house. Sorry. And like a bunch of stuff. I had a bunch of night terrors there too. And I've had one recently, but anyways, another one is I've had a full body apparition experience. I was sitting at a computer late at night in the dark and, you know, had the glow of the screen as my light. I could see pretty well. And I turn around and I'm stretching, you know, you sit in there for a while, you got to stretch out. And I turn around and right dead set behind me in the door frame of my mother's room, because I'm sitting in the computer room, is a full body apparition. Long black hair, white dress. I everything freezes. I don't know if it was one of those moments of, like, pure terror or, like, fear, because, like, holy crap, what the hell, excuse me, what is that, you know? And I finally managed to blink, and it's gone. The doorway is blank. There's nothing there, you know, and I just kind of silently freak out for a while. Another thing, and this is probably the last thing I'll leave on, and I'll just call back with these other stories some other time, is I was sitting in my room in this old house, and all of this happened in this last house we were in. And I just sat down, and it was like the middle of the day, and it was like 8 p.m. Well, not middle of the day. It was 8 p.m., and it was raining, as was that whole summer, pretty much. And I just get this very strange urge to pause my game. Well, after that happened, my closet door that I always kind of keep cracked because if I don't, it makes strange noises. It burst open. I hear this most horrible, shrill, horrible scream I've ever heard in my life. And thumps. And then just thumping footsteps out through my door, which was open at the time, and through into the kitchen and out the back door. And I could feel the footsteps all the way until had gotten onto the ground out our back porch. And our out back porch leads to forested fields and stuff, you know, not civilization back in that old house. So, I don't know. Sorry if my language is a little coarse or whatever, what have you. Well, I hope you guys enjoy this, even if you don't play it. And I will definitely listen to you guys later. So, thanks.
Dang, that was one haunted house.
Man,
shit.
I don't even know where to start.
Like, that's the whole, like, that whole closet thing is what I'm kind of terrified of happening. And nothing like that has ever happened to me.
Well, and there, we always have that discussion. Door open, door close, open a little, you know, like, what is your relative comfort level when it comes to closet doors at night, right? And so he said a little bit.
And he said if he didn't do it, then it would make strange noises.
Yeah. But to have, you know, all of a sudden something, you know, the door burst open, he said, a scream, and then he could hear these footsteps out of the room, out of the kitchen, like out of the house.
Yeah.
Just all the way out.
I would be so traumatized. I don't think I would ever be the same after that.
Yeah. And then we were just talking about the doorways. And he said full body apparition in the doorframe.
Which would also scare the shit out of me. Like, well, he said something about like long black hair.
Uh-huh. It's weird. That was the one in the first story. Same thing. In the doorway. Second thing, same thing, in the doorway.
Wonder how long they lived there. Did he say anything about that?
I didn't hear that he said how long it was. He said, you know, the whole family had stuff though.
Yeah.
Because he said, you know, there were orbs and stuff. The one thing that I thought was particular, I'm not sure I could just sit around in the dark playing games. I think I'd have had to have the lights on.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, if you're playing video games, there's quite a bit of light that would light up your room.
It would, but I still think, just for my peace of mind, I think I would have every light in the house on around me. But that playing it and then could see the shadows, you know how you can, because there's a light under the door,
uh-huh,
and you can see people walk by and it kind of just, they get in, you know, front of the light and it alters it a little bit, but he knew it was childlike.
Yeah.
And then heard a little girl giggling. How creepy is that?
I don't know. Yeah. That's traumatizing. That is really paranormal trauma, is what that is.
That is.
He sounds fine. Like, he didn't end with, like, and I've needed counseling ever since, which I probably would have ended the call with that.
But it is interesting that the whole family had it. And so in which case, you've got people to lean on.
True.
That people believe you. And you can say, this thing happened to me last night. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, like, we believe you because something happened to us this week too, or whatever, you know. So,
my God, I hope they didn't live there for very long.
I know.
Because living with that kind of paranormal activity would be a bit much. I'd have to run away.
They probably moved out. I'm sorry, I'm running away. Because so much was going on. And then someone else moved in. And we're probably hearing multiple stories from the same house from different listeners.
Oh, yeah. They all write in.
Yeah.
Man, this thing happened to me.
Yeah. And little do we know, it's the same house.
My God. I don't, but he had a, like, you know, we get a lot of stories that, you know, it's one pretty good encounter, but that one was a lot of them.
Well, I even felt like there's more that he could.
Well, because he said he'd call back because he was afraid that he'd get cut off.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah, no, I think there's more.
Well, if you have a real ghost story to share, please do. Even if it's about that exact same house, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings. Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.